updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. 41 this afternoon under overcast skies. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows level off around 28. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 32.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A Great Bend couple got into an accident in their Toyota Sienna, but walked away with no injuries after rolling, hitting a patch of black ice. John and Jill Lane spoke with KSN.
Just that incredible feeling of being so out of control and so helpless, like you're hurtling through space 70 miles an hour. So when we finished rolling, I looked over at my husband. He was fully intact. We had no blood, no broken bones. No, we just looked at each other and just, there was this huge, incredible sigh, like, we're okay.
And other news, state officials are investigating after inmates allegedly stabbed a Lansing Correctional Facility officer. The Kansas Department of Corrections has confirmed that there is an active investigation, and a spokesperson confirmed that two inmates attacked the officer. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only at Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and Rusty at Ford.com.
Alpha Epsilon Pi, a KU fraternity, has once again been the victim of vandalism after the American flag and the Israeli flag were cut down. It happened once back in November of 2023, but the American flag was later found behind the house and the Israeli flag was never recovered. They previously worked closely with the Lawrence police and will do so again, being that there has been a recent uptick in anti-Semitic acts happening on college campuses across the country following the war in Israel. The fraternity's president said that it's just getting worse and it's disheartening for everyone. In other news, Kansas legislators are preparing for the 2024 legislative session. House Minority Leader Vic Miller explained to KSNT what's ahead of them.
We're scheduled for a 90-day session, and even though you often hear people say, well, we're not going to take that long, it always does. So sometime in early April, we should be done. We just had a leadership meeting today, in fact, with the other members of my leadership team, mostly reviewing what we're going to tackle next week.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
No two farms are alike. And at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Officials in the Kimball community say that the hospital that's being built just blocks away from the current used hospital in the area is near completion. As the Kimball Health Services CEO Ken Hunter said that the new hospital is needed due to the current hospital does not always meet the requirements or needs of the community, saying, quote, as of today, we're still in the old hospital, which opened back in 1950, and we've been open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week since 1950. Which is a feather in our cap. The hospital still looks nice, but the electrical and height of the ceilings and just lots and lots of things that don't meet code. He goes on to say that the current hospital is roughly 20,000 square foot in size, with the new facility growing by near three times that amount at near 60,000 square feet, including new several services that will be offered. Kelly Ferguson, the director of community relations at the Kimball Health Services and the Kimball Hospital Foundation, said the new hospital will also include larger patient rooms and hallways. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your 7 Clans rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. 7 Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort. We're the Winners Play, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
The USDA Plant Hardiness Zone Map, which is used for nearly all aspects of agriculture, horticulture, and natural resource research and extension recommendations, has been updated. Kansas State University nursery crop and marketing specialist Cheryl Boyer served on a USDA technical review team that helped develop the map by serving as a soundboard to listen and provide feedback.
We were sounding board for them. We listened and provided feedback. And I was able to reach out to our Kansas Extension agents and ask them to give me their thoughts that I could then in turn give to the USDA about how to make the map resource better. Then there was a lot of discussion about weather stations and how they were able to model the data and what resources they were using. And it was very technical and very interesting.
It has been 11 years since the map was updated because of its significant coordinated effort. According to Boyer, the new maps were built on data from 13,625 weather stations spanning 30 years, with temperature being a key component.
Mostly temperatures, so looking at extreme highs and extreme lows and microclimates. So all these extra weather stations have really helped them be able to identify things like urban heat islands, and to really get a finer detail with a microclimate so that people can make decisions about what plants will grow and thrive well there. And you know, the opposite is a mountaintop is going to be pretty cold. So they're able to distinguish between those a lot better than they were previously.
The plant hardiness zone map influences plant recommendations and production guidelines, both for crops and ornamental species. The maps use zones because the crops and plants that survive or thrive in one area of a state might not in another. Boyer says Kansas is a perfect example.
Yeah, actually, I would say Kansas is quite a challenge. When I've tried to create lists of recommended plants, the list of rock solid plants for the entire state is real short, because you could probably divide us up into at least 9 different growing regions based off of heat and cold and wind and soil and elevation and the amount of rainfall each side of the state gets. It's very, very different from edge to edge. And the new map is similar to the old in that we do have pockets of zone 5 in the north, which is very cold. And in the previous version, we had a couple of pockets of zone 7 in the southern part of the state. And that range has broadened significantly. So most of the state bumped about a half a zone warmer, and that does not indicate climate change. The climate change requires 50 to 100 years of data. This is 30 years of data, and essentially the modeling tools and the algorithms that they use to create it, they're just more powerful, and there's more detail and more data. You can actually go on the map now and type in your zip code, and it will give you information inside of a half mile for what your hardiness zone is.
Boyer thinks that having a slightly warmer zone in southern areas of the state will allow for more experimenting.
We can try some things that might originate from a slightly warmer climate, and they might do well. They might not. And we're still going to have extreme weather events. We're still going to have a super cold winter and lose plants that we thought could handle that. So it's always changing in terms of the weather. And in general, we just keep trying new things, the nurseryman and K-State Research and Extension, to find recommendations for plants that can tolerate pretty extreme swings in temperature, which we'll continue to experience.
While there's probably no need to change the plastic tags found on commercially potted plants, Boyer says gardeners may have an opportunity to expand the variety of plants they buy for their home landscape.
The information for the cold hardiness that plant can tolerate will probably not change unless it's a new cultivated variety or cultivar. But if you were in a part of the state where your zone did change just a little bit, you might be able to look at those plant tags and choose a plant that you might not have chosen before because it didn't indicate that it could survive in our area.
For more information or to view the map, you can go to planthardiness.ars.usda.gov or visit the Kansas State Department of Horticulture and Natural Resources website. Helen E. Lears, 92, formerly of Seneca, passed away December 30th. Visitation will be held Saturday, January 6th from 9:30 until 10:30 with rosary at 10:30 with a funeral mass following at 11 at Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca. Memorials can be made to St. Peter and Paul Parish in Seneca with Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ellen E. Lears. Trudy L. Reith, age 71, of Washington, passed away Saturday, December 30th. A massive Christian burial will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, January 13th at St. Gregory the Great Catholic Church in Marysville. Visitation will begin 6 p.m. Friday, January 12th at St. Gregory the Great Catholic Church. Rosary will be held at 7 p.m. also at the church. Memorial suggestions to the Lynn Community Nursing Home and may be sent in care of Christy Annual's Funeral Home in Waterville, also in charge of arrangements for Trudy L. Reith. James Jimmy Messick, 58, of Marysville, passed away January 2nd. Services are pending with Kinsley Mortuary. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be held for final expenses. Contributions can be mailed to Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Messick.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Begin your new year with a new career at Landall in Marysville. Currently accepting applications for experienced assemblers, welders, painters, and a net developer. You cannot beat the benefits Landall offers. Wages start at $16 up to $21.20 per hour with a $2 an hour shift differential for second and third shift. 4% attendance bonus, promotions, raises, all-inclusive medical plan, paid time off and paid holidays, weekly paychecks, and more. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or call 785-562-5381 for more information. Landall Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. A slight chance for some snow showers into Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. And flurries may continue early Friday night, then staying cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying cloudy into Saturday with our highs in the mid 30s and lower 40s. And clouds continue into Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and upper 20s. Some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid 30s and mid 40s. And a chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. Rain and snow showers will continue throughout the day on Monday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s. Rain and snow showers will continue into Monday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Still some showers early on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And clear Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for this date, 39 degrees. The record high, 71, while the record low is negative 21. Sunrise this morning was at 7:49, while sunset this evening will be at 5:15.
Old-time weather watchers were keen observers of repeating patterns in nature. We will share some of their observations about January on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 4th, the fourth day of the year. Teacher Lewis Braille was born on this day, and Utah gained statehood in 1896. There's no shortage of old-time weather wisdom concerning January, one of the harshest months of the year. Here's a few proverbs you can put to the test. Fog in January, says one legend, brings a wet spring. St. Hilary Day on the 13th is said to be the coldest day of the year. And snow, naturally, features prominently in January weather lore. One axiom says, if snow begins at mid of day, expect a foot of it to lay. Another goes, when snow falls dry, it means to lie. But flakes light and soft bring rain off. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find more old-time weather wisdom and lore, visit almanac.com.
Reflections in downtown Marysville thanks all for a wonderful year and looks forward to what the new year has to bring. With the largest assortment of Hallmark ornaments, greeting and holiday cards, KU and K-State gear, and other trinkets to fill the house. Reflections in Marysville, as always,
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
From Sharon and the staff at Reflections Hallmark, have a happy new year.
Michael Bennett Trekking Incorporated knows the athletes on the Nemaha Central winter sports teams are the best of the best, and will beat the rest at the games and events this week. Good luck and let's go Thunder. From your supportive fans at Michael Bennett Trekking Incorporated in Seneca, over 50 years of service. Cook & Company wishes the Nemaha Central Thunder winter sports teams good luck in the upcoming events. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Hummus Trekking Incorporated knows the guys and girls on the Nemaha Central winter sports teams have been working hard to sharpen their skills, and the Thunder fans plan on showing their pride at all the upcoming events. Hummus Trekking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Ag News from the Mid-American Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, climate change and the climate change initiatives continue to be a focal point in the agricultural industry, with climate change adaptation, nutrition, and farm income are all key research goals that many scientists around the world have been focusing on. However, in countries like Ghana, it is hard to get grants to focus on those initiatives. As Peter Kelly, the chair of Grow Further, says that they have two projects they're working on, developing an app for countries like Tanzania for farmers to identify crop disease in maize and Bambara groundnut breeding projects in Ghana.
This is to create the first commercial variety of this crop, which has long been neglected in research. It's nutritious. It works well under adverse conditions. It improves the lives of women farmers. It has a lot of advantages, but low yields and neglected from a research perspective. So developing the first commercial variety will make a big difference.
Ag News from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
After the latest victory from the Kansas City Chiefs in securing the win for the AFC West for the 2023 season, Patrick Mahomes says that he's been busy off the field as he has been on the field. By surprising one student with tickets to the Super Bowl coming up in just a month. As KNOP News reports, a 13-year-old Isaac Murdoch was surprised with the Super Bowl tickets from Patrick Mahomes, saying that he's a diehard Chiefs fan, but battling with a rare spinal defect living in the Kansas City area. During a surprise visit from Mahomes, he said it was encouraging to watch the student with the rare spinal defect still playing lots of basketball along with other sports in his wheelchair as he partakes in the Variety KC, a nonprofit organization in the area helping kids with disabilities. According to the student Isaac, he says him along with his whole family will be making the trip to Las Vegas for Super Bowl 58 coming up in February, where the game will be played at Allegiant Stadium on February 11th. And according to Isaac, he says he hopes to see the Kansas City Chiefs there for the Super Bowl again this year. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Find out what's bugging you and your house plants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. High winds, flooding, ice, and snow are weather issues gardeners and their trees confront each winter. Keeping trees healthy and properly pruned can prevent storm damage. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Trees, large or small, with a strong central leader, that's a single trunk, and well-spaced branches perpendicular to that trunk, are best able to tolerate snow, ice, and even hurricane-strength winds. Topping trees, by removing the large branches or the top of the tree, promotes weak growth that is more prone to storm damage. A sound root system is critical as well. It ensures the tree can absorb needed water and nutrients, but also keeps it firmly anchored in the soil. Trees whose roots have been damaged, removed, or buried are the ones more likely to fall over in highly saturated soil. And when problems arise, consult a certified arborist to alleviate hazards and determine the best course of action. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Most folks aren't quite sure how to pronounce the name of this town. The name looks like it belongs to the country of France, but why would such a place be located in Oklahoma? Dig a little deeper, and an interesting story from a few centuries ago begins to unfold. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
When you think of early French explorers searching the unexplored lands of America, you often don't picture them in present-day Oklahoma.
Some of the earliest settlers here were the French. They came in up the Mississippi River, down the Arkansas, and then they ended up at Belle Pointe, which is Fort Smith.
Eric Standridge explains that those French traders found a home base near Cavanaugh Hill, just southwest of today's Fort Smith, Arkansas.
If you read in Thomas Nuttall's book, that's one of the first things he sees coming out of Fort Smith was Cavanaugh and Sugarloaf Mountain, two prominent points right in the area.
The French hunted cougar, bear, and other large game. Today's town of Poteau, spelled P-O-T-E-A-U, comes to us from those first Europeans in the area.
Poteau actually means post in French. the reason why they named it that, whenever they first arrived here, the Indians already had a camp here. So as they would go out and do the fur trapping, then they would come back and say, let's go back to the post. So it never actually had a true proper name. It was just called post. And then, the French word just kind of stuck with it.
For decades, there was not a town here, simply just a place known as the post where the natives and the French could come to trade. Today, there is a town of over 8,000 here.
The first white settlement came in about 1875. From that point, then it became a railroad stop, and it just continued to grow from there.
The town initially attracted some interesting characters.
In the early days, it was a haven for outlaws. We had Frank and Jesse James here, Bell Star, the Cole Younger gang, and then later on, we actually had a bank that was here that was robbed by Bonnie and Clyde.
More next time as we travel the countryside in Poteau, Oklahoma. I'm Andrew McCray.
Are susceptible to an infection called mastitis that can affect their milk supply. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A healthy diet and clean environment can minimize the risk as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more.
Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Lactating cow that seems ill might have mastitis. Animal science professor Joe Hogan at Ohio State University says mastitis is an inflammation of the mammary gland caused by bacteria. The pathogens are transferred from cow to cow or picked up in their environment. There are two types of mastitis, subclinical and clinical. Subclinical is not visibly apparent and must be detected by a lab test. With a clinical case of mastitis, the cow will show signs.
You either have abnormalities in the milk or the gland swollen or the cow shows signs of illness. If she's ill, she'll run a temperature. She'll not eat as much. She'll have pain. She'll reflex to touch to the udder. You can see some swelling and redness in the teats if they're a color that you can detect color change in.
Mastitis can be treated with antibiotics, but Hogan says in the majority of cases, the cow's immune system will clear it up. Keep her immune defenses up so she can fight infection.
There's two ways to control mastitis. You can either increase the cow's resistance, which we can do, but only to a certain point. And then the other way, which has had far more success, is hygiene in her environment.
Hogan says the primary source of environmental bacteria that causes mastitis is soiled bedding materials. When the cow lies down, the teats come in contact with manure and other contagions. It's important to clean her stall daily and add fresh bedding. Hogan recommends inorganic materials such as sand, which inhibits the growth of pathogens. If you milk her, make sure your sanitation procedures are in order to avoid spreading infection. Learn more about controlling mastitis at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are currently hiring cement truck drivers with a Class A or B CDL license. While experience is preferred, they welcome enthusiastic candidates who are willing to learn. This is a full-time position with a guaranteed 40 hours a week and comes with paid employee health insurance and a comprehensive benefits package. Interested candidates can pick up an application at either of their locations or call 785-336-3511 for more information. Join Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix in delivering quality concrete to Marshall and Nemaha counties.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Home Center Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Professional, you can show.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
U.S. soybeans are an export success story, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Roughly half of the annual U.S. soybean crop is exported. Lovington, Illinois farmer Stan Bourne is chairman of the U.S. Soybean Export Council.
We talk a lot about the nutrition components of U.S. soy. It's a little bit different than other sources of origin relative to amino acids and energy levels. So it makes better feed, basically. It makes better oil because of some of the characteristics of the refining. But we also talk about our ability to deliver. And sustainability is a big issue for us in many, many markets.
Bourne says China is the biggest foreign buyer of U.S. soybeans.
China is the world's largest consumer of soybeans. They import about 108 million metric tons. That's like nearly a third of the world's production. So they are the gorilla in the room.
Will that gorilla continue to buy U.S. soy? Bourne thinks so.
The relationship, of course, you know, has been a bit strained between our two countries, which I think is natural whenever you have two superpowers like that. There's going to be things where we compete, where we disagree on. But in the case of agriculture, and particularly in soybeans, that's not one of those areas.
Bourne says he believes the global demand for protein will continue to grow in the years ahead, and U.S. soybean growers will be stepping up to meet that demand. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Good Thursday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we all know that soil health practices make sense in a conservation perspective, but do they also make sense or dollars from a financial point of view? This will be one of the many topics of discussion at the Practical Farmers of Iowa 2024 Annual Conference, which will be held January 19th and 20th. Cover crop pioneer Keith Burns said he'll be providing a comprehensive look at the economic factors behind soil health practices.
Soil health makes sense, and that's part of the title. You know, we all know we can see the benefits for the environment, but the only way it really will work for farmers if it makes economic sense as well. And so what we'll be doing is we'll be taking kind of a big picture look at the economics of implementing soil health practices and how that affects a farmer's bottom line. And so we'll be looking at practices like no-till, the adoption and integration of cover crops, and then also an expanded rotation. So if you just go from corn and beans to corn, beans, and wheat, and then what does that allow you to do? How does that affect the bottom line as far as both income as well as opportunities?
When considering adopting soil health practices, Burns said farmers should make sure that those practices will be able to pay for themselves. On top of that, many practices are effort-based. You'll only get as much out of it as you're willing to put in.
Well, it really is. And, you know, a lot of it boils down to the management. It's going to be based on good management because there's no doubt, and there's been stories out there in the news and the press of, you know, somebody planted a cover crop and it cost them $250 an acre and lost yield. And that certainly can happen, but that's not the cover crop's fault. That's more of circumstances or, you know, management that wasn't applied like it should have been. So we're going to be looking at, you know, what does it take to manage this system? Because it certainly, if you try to implement no-till cover crops, diverse rotations, without also applying the appropriate management, there's no doubt in my mind that you will lose money and you probably shouldn't do it.
For Keith Burns, I'm Sam Speck with your latest ag news on the Mid-America Ag Network.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an
ag
auction,
news from the Mid-America Ag Network community, who's here with the idea of beef on dairy? Farmers have been interested in
community idea for a few years now and continues to gain momentum. And according to Tom Erlewine, the director of nutritional services with Purina Feed, says the beef on dairy cow industry is in a critical time right now where they need to provide the best animals to market in order to secure its place in the market before the beef herds continue to build back up. The next 2 to 3 years will be the kind of set the stage, so to speak, for the future. And the reason for that is simply because the next 2 to 3 years, the cow-calf herd will gradually rebuild. And so the beef cow-calf guys will be able to provide more beef in the next 2 to 3 years. What's really why this is such a key, crucial point in time right now is because there is such high demand, but also we're setting ourselves up for or either success once that cow-calf herd comes back as dairy producers and providing some of the beef market and maintaining part of that.
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction Friday, January 12th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Up for auction will be 320 acres of quality Marshall County land sold in 2 tracts. Both tracts are prime cropland known for production year in and year out with exceptional recreational opportunities and a small portion of CRP. Tracts are located 2 miles north of Beatty on Granite Road. Excellent opportunity for the avid hunter as the area is known for producing trophy white-tailed deer and other wildlife. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bids open Friday, December 29th, and deadline to register to be an online bidder is 12 p.m. Wednesday, January 10th. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Denkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
Farm machinery continues to evolve, and so do the tires that carry them. Should you choose bias or radial tires? On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the 3 big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
You choose bias or radial tires for your farm machinery. Both types are round and hold air, but their construction is very different. Radials allow the sidewall and tread to function as 2 independent features of the tire. Bias tires have multiple rubber plies or layers overlapping each other. Puncture resistance is better in bias, but radials have better traction. Matt Frank is a brand manager with Firestone Ag. He says they still produce bias tires and tires with inner tubes, but most of their production is moving toward radials.
They last longer. They give you a smoother ride. They are better able to handle the larger equipment that is being produced today because it's able to handle the heavier loads. It's got a wider footprint, so it reduces compaction. So we're encouraging farmers to try radial as much as possible. And the market today is still 60% bias, so there's still a lot of opportunity out there for people to try that.
Bias tires will work fine on older or smaller equipment. For the big guns, radials are the better choice.
The sprayers, the combines, the tractors, the things that carry the load absolutely have to have radial tires on them. Even the IFVF version of radial, which is the technology that allows you to carry heavier loads with reduced inflation pressure. So the bias footprint is going to cause a great deal of compaction. The radial is going to be a little bit wider. IFVF is going to be even wider than that. So the bigger the footprint, the more you're able to spread your weight around.
Radial tires cost more, but depending on usage, they should last around 10 years, and bias tires, 6 to 7 years. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the differences between bias and radial tires at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
At Kramer Oil, safety always comes first. We're here to keep your home and shop warm with reliable propane delivery, which is why with your first fill-up, we perform a complimentary leak check. Your safety is our top priority, so you can rest easy knowing we've got you covered. And we're not just about safety, we're about convenience too. Need propane when you want it at a fair price? Call or text us today at 785-562-2466. We're here to serve you.
Good Thursday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we venture through this day of trade, we're still seeing mostly mixed numbers in the grains and mixed in the livestock. Lower for live cattle is February, currently down 67, trading at 171.17. April's down 47 cents at 174.27. Triple-digit losses for the feeder. January feeder cattle currently down 132 at 224.75. March down 122 at 225.80. It's quite the opposite for the hogs. A strong day today. February lean hogs making up for some of the last 2 days of losses, currently up 347 at 68.77. April up 220 at 74.40. Look now into the grains. As mentioned, mostly unchanged to slightly mixed for corn. March corn right now up a penny at 466 and a quarter. May's just up a half a cent, trading at 478 and three quarter cent. Wheat back into the green. March Kansas City wheat back up 4 1/4 to 625 and three quarters. May currently up 4 3/4 to 629 and a quarter. And still a slightly higher day for oats today. March oats up 2 1/2 at 370 and a quarter cent. May's unchanged, trading at 368 and three quarters. A look now into the soybeans, still feeling that pressure from the better than expected output for weather in the Brazilian crop, as January soybeans down 7 1/2, trading at 1262. March currently down 10 1/4 cents, trading at 1266 and three quarters. Soy meal also feeling a bit of pressure. January trading down 90 at 380.10, and soy oil for March currently down 63 at 47.97. Cotton complex also feeling a bit of pressure today. March cotton down 63 at 80.30. A brief look now into the metals. February gold is up 640, trading at 2049.30. Silverback slightly higher. March is up 3 at 23.18. Look at the stock markets here as we head through midday. The Dow rising now up more than 135 points, trading at 37,566. S&P is back up 5 at 4,710. However, the NASDAQ is down for the second straight day, currently down 11 at 14,581. And lastly, we'll take a look at the dollar index, also showing some weakness. The March dollar currently down 7 at 102.12.
Your local John Deere dealer is American Implement. With 16 locations across Kansas and Colorado, they've come a long way since their start in 1970. American Implement is ready to support you with your farming and ranching needs. They offer a large selection of John Deere products, from high horsepower tractors to lawn and garden equipment. You won't find a more dedicated team to assist you, and you won't find better quality products than at American Implement. After all, nothing runs like a deer. Visit an American Implement store near you or find out more information at AmericanImplement.com.
Dan Bongino here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Call my friends today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4864.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Many exciting things happened at Kansas State University this year for K-State Research and Extension and the College of Agriculture. Director of K-State Research and Extension and College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Mitten discusses facility changes that started and how they plan to continue to elevate extension. He says what groundbreaking took place in 2023.
We've had a really, really big 2023 in terms of planning for and fundraising and all the things that go along with changes in terms of upgrades to our facilities. And so in May, we had the groundbreaking for the Agronomy Education and Innovation Centers, which will be probably the first project where we'll actually turn dirt next year. So we did that. We had the Animal Science Arena groundbreaking as well. So that's exciting. And we anticipate then sometime in 2024, we haven't set a date yet, the third piece of the Ag Innovation Initiative, new construction and major renovations will be associated with the Global Center and then the major renovations to Call and Weber Hall. So that will be sometime probably in the spring when we'll have that groundbreaking. But this is really exciting stuff. We haven't had this type of major construction in the college for decades, actually.
He explains a portion of the new economic prosperity plan.
And really, if we were to talk about what K-State 105 is and, you know, just a few key words, I think the big word is engagement. It's statewide engagement. The other thing, too, that's significant about K-State 105 is that it really has highlighted the fact that K-State aspires to be an engaged university at the university level.
Minton says how part of the plan is to highlight extension.
Part of that engagement is extension, and of course, we announced at the K-State Research and Extension Annual Conference this move of extension being elevated to the university level and getting it on a level playing field with academics and research, and those are all really, really good things, but this is a significant change for extension. It's worth noting when we kind of note the highlights of this past year.
That was K-State College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Mitten, who is also the director of K-State Research and Extension, on what has taken place in 2023 and what it can mean moving forward. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors have been trying to shake off the early 2024 slump. Headed into the midday, the Dow Jones was up 280 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 had added 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite was higher by 0.25%. Walgreens this morning reported fiscal first quarter adjusted earnings and revenue that topped expectations. But at the same time, the pharmacy chain cut its quarterly dividend in half. Its share price fell 11% this morning. Payroll processing company ADP says private sector hiring soared last month, churning out 164,000 jobs in December. Those new workers apparently are making more money. ADP says annual pay last month was up nearly 5.5% from December of 2022. Despite high prices and high interest rates, sales of new cars and trucks jumped 12% last year, the biggest increase in more than a decade. J.D. Power says the average price of a new car last month, $46,000. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
Pennsylvania 6, 5,000.
Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.
ABC News.